It's your morning team show at 7:40, this Monday edition, September 28th on your calendar. Good morning, Dave, Pat, and Charlie with you. With WSJW.com listening, with Siri and Alexa fighting WSJW, and with 100.5 and 790, thanks for engaging and participating. There, I mentioned that our morning team show is brought to you by Sound Asleep Lab, the Sound Asleep folks, to make sure that your sleep disorders are diagnosed and treated properly. With locations in Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, and Mount Pleasant, and online at soundasleeplab.com. Soundasleeplab.com, our morning team show sponsor. A little musical interlude with your morning team. Some early Taylor Swift. A little Shake It Off for you. And we use that to kind of lead into the segment here, which is kind of, I almost call it a little follow-up, I guess we could say, because we made a couple of references last week. You might remember that we had fun. Rolling Stone magazine had reworked its top 500 albums of all time. And we gave you a rundown of some of them and kind of got into the top 10. And we made a couple of notes, and now... because there was a lot of mentions along with Rolling Stone and its rankings and Billboard magazine and how it has the official musical charts. Well, Taylor Swift has set another record, and it has to do with the Billboard Top 200 album chart, which has been in existence since 1956. The regular weekly basis of Billboard's 200 charts began publishing March 24th, 1956. And Taylor Swift has now surpassed Whitney Houston for most weeks at number one in total for all her albums. In among women in Billboard history, she has just surpassed Whitney Houston. They were tied at 46 weeks. Now Taylor Swift with her new album out. Of course, this was an old Taylor Swift song, but her new album out, Folklore, has allowed her to now to attain 47 weeks of number one at the Billboard charts. Wow. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, think of all the great artists in the past and all the great female artists, but now she is the number one woman. And as part of the story, Billboard has offered up the list of every act that has at least 30 weeks at number one, again, since the chart began publishing. Again, okay. 30 total weeks in a musical career for whatever group or artist at number one. And I know we made this reference, but I'll make the reference anyway, because topping the list, of course. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
With 132 weeks. Of total weeks at number one for album history, wow. Of course, the Beatles, 132.
What a record.
As great as he was, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, the king, there's nowhere close to being king on this list. I mean, the separation between first and second is, I'll just tell you what the total is. Elvis Presley, 67.
Hmm.
Which is impressive, but again, the Beatles 132 and in second place 67. It's like they're not even in, you know, distance. But the king is number two. Number three on the list, 52 weeks of being number one total in his musical career, and I think you'll recognize this, is this artist right here.
Oh, I would never have thought that he'd be on that list.
The only reason I thought that Garth Brooks would be on that list is because early in his career,
yeah,
I mean, he was just cranking out.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Sure was.
Yes, he was.
And then, of course, he paused his career and then kind of restarted it.
Mm-hmm.
But Garth Brooks, yeah, 52 weeks
wow.
at with total number ones. And next on the list, number four, and he has 51, though he is with us no more.
Michael, right?
Yeah. Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And he did a lot of that in his young career. Of course, passed away a number of years ago, but at just the age of 50.
Right.
And I think a lot of that came with the Thriller LP. Well,
Off the Wall Thriller off the wall, and Bad.
Yeah, because he was pretty.
Those three albums.
So there's your top four. And then again, you have Taylor Swift coming in at number five now with 47.
Yep.
Whitney Houston is number 46 and tied with Whitney Houston for number 46. I thought this was interesting. You recognize this group again, 46 total weeks at number one.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
Brothers.
The Kingston Trio.
The Kingston
yes.
Trio. Okay.
Tied with Whitney Houston, 46 total weeks at number one. I mean, I wouldn't have got that.
No.
Nothing against the Kingston Trio, but, you know, that would have been early days, of course. Elton John with 39 weeks. Fleetwood Mac with 38 weeks. The Rolling Stones tied with Fleetwood Mac, by the way, with 38 weeks. And this solo artist coming in with 37 weeks, so wouldn't have thought this, but there he is on the list.
Wow. Oh. Is that high on the list? All right.
Harry.
Yeah.
Everybody now. Because, you know, everyone does that. So popular, it began being used at sporting events.
Yes, when all the time.
And the whole crowd yelling, Dale. Yeah, Harry is there. And right behind Harry, I didn't see this one, but tied, in fact, with Harry at 37 weeks. Again, Billboard's top 200 all time with number one weeks at number one.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Really?
Yes! Oh, the Monkees, 37 weeks of number one songs. Isn't that something? And you wonder how much the TV show might have influenced some of the record sales at the time. I mean, you know.
Probably.
But
significantly, yeah.
You know, in the 60s, they had several popular albums that came out.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So there you go. Give you the rest of them who have at least 30 weeks. Prince with 35 weeks.
Yep.
Adele, 34 weeks. When's the last time Adele released
an album? Probably about 4 years ago. Okay. 3 years ago, maybe.
She about due it, didn't she?
I think so.
Okay. Haven't heard anything about her recording anything, but, you know. Eminem.
Okay.
Yeah, with 34 weeks. The Eagles. I thought the Eagles would have more.
I would have thought they'd have been
higher on that list.
But they got 30. And they're tied with Mariah Carey, who also has 30 weeks with number one songs. Although the Eagles, I think, have, don't they have the record for longevity of weeks on the Billboard chart? Maybe not number one, but I think.
Hotel California might be one of them. I know Dark Side of the Moon. Pink Floyd was on the top 100 charts for many years.
Yeah. But, there you go. There's your list. 30 weeks at number one or more. It's a pretty exclusive club, shall we say.
That is
impressive. You know, we talked about Adele. When's the last time Mariah Carey released an album? There's another one I don't think we've heard from in a while.
Right.
Yeah. So this is kind of a little follow-up, as I said, from last week when we heard from people who enjoyed the take on what was the top albums according to the Rolling Stone ranking. Of course, that was kind of a Rolling Stone opinion, if you will, I guess you could say. This is the factual Billboard Top 200 chart information coming away. But all because Taylor Swift now can claim to be the number one female. She's number five on the list overall, but still, the number one female with number of weeks at number one, 47 weeks.
She's only 30 years old, right?
With lots.
A lot of time.
More
still to go.
Great music possibly ahead of her.
Right, yeah. And by the way, I think Adele should come out with an album soon. The only thing we've been hearing about her is her drastic weight loss.
Oh, really?
That is about it.
Yeah. Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen her in a while.
I'll have to show you a picture.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's significant, yes.
Oh, okay.
Noticeable, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why she hasn't been recording. She's been doing something else.
Right.
All right.